views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody.
How you
Welcome
doing
back
out there?
To another wonderful week of Angels and Answers, and things are a little different this week for Sky and I. She's in New Jersey, I'm in California, I'm overlooking the Pacific with lots of beautiful palm trees. Hopefully one day we'll be living here. Is that right, Sky?
Oh, I can't wait, Artie. I told you, pick up some real estate magazines, honey.
Yeah, it's really, really drop dead gorgeous. So I'm out here because my nephew's getting married, and only a few miles away from here, and it's just absolutely gorgeous out here. It's just drop dead gorgeous out here. So, and it's just, I don't know, the energy's different, the people are different. But you want to know something? It's always different when you're visiting someplace compared to living there. Although
that's true.
It's still a beautiful place because the weather's always nice all year round.
Well, that's very true. When you live there, you're not apt to see as much as you see when you're just a visitor. You
right,
know?
And a lot of people, you don't want to know something? I tell a lot of people, you know, when they want to find out, you know, because they've asked you and I while we were on air, and they said, what do you think about this move? What do you think about that move? What do you think about this place or that place? And, you know, we'll give them our visions of what we see or what we feel. But the healthiest thing to do for anybody, that if you're capable or able to, rather than sell everything you own and then just go for the move, I mean, unless if you already have a job lined up, but if you're just figuring it out, just go there for a month, you know, without quitting your job, without selling your place, without, you know, uprooting everything. And when you're there at some place for about a month, you're going to get more of a feel like, you know, in a sense, like you're a native there rather than just a visitor. And so
right.
that's going to help put things into perspective, you know. But the weather in California is always gorgeous. It doesn't rain much here, but, you know, God only knows where they get their water from.
Listen,
I know they
take
it from somewhere.
Yeah, right. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that as far as, you know, every single state is so different. In all the different states I've ever visited, I always feel like I'm in a different country. The landscape is different. The people are different. The way of life is different. People's sure. mentality are different. It's amazing that when you go from state to state, how different the United States really is. It really is. It's amazing. And people are from what I understand, are more open to spirituality on the West Coast
yes.
than on the East Coast. Not that people aren't open on the East Coast also, but there's a much grander scale here in California for that, you know, for that stuff, for the spiritual
Very-
world.
Well, you know, a lot of people from California do have a lot of different ways of thinking than we do here in the East. I believe that they're more open to change. People here in the East, their families have been here for generations and generations, and they're very, very planted. And I believe that they're not as easily open as the people who are more, a little bit more transient, I believe, on the West Coast, especially like L.A. Everybody goes to L.A. to become famous, you know what I mean? So there's a
yeah.
lot of different, there's a lot of different people, a lot of different kinds of people that are out there. It's a bigger mix.
Well, Yeah, well, also in L.A., you know, from what I've understood from people who have lived in L.A., they say that there are a lot of people who are very plastic, and they're not really deep-rooted people, or they're not true blue. I'm not saying that for everybody, but there's a strong general feel of people who do live in L.A. where it's hard to make deep-rooted friends in that area, you know?
Could be true.
I mean, right now, right now, I happen to be in Santa Monica, which is, you know, on the outside of L.A., and oh, my God, anybody who wants to visit a gorgeous, gorgeous place, just go to Santa Monica. It is just absolutely breathtaking here. It really is.
That's amazing. I am so jealous. Nobody comes to New Jersey to become famous. How come?
Well, there are lots and lots of people who are famous who are out of New Jersey.
Yes.
There's a long list of people from New Jersey, so we stand a chance.
Yes, you're right. But nobody comes here to become famous. We're going to go out to become famous.
Well, that's why we made New Jersey. That's why we planted New Jersey right next to New York, because a lot of people do go to New York to become famous.
Absolutely. But listen, everybody, we love New Jersey. Don't get us wrong. New Jersey is our home.
I absolutely love New Jersey.
It's so beautiful.
I'm one of those beautiful.
New Jersey is just so beautiful.
You have everything. You literally do. You have the beaches. You have the casinos. You have the mountains.
Everything. You have everything that you want over here.
Yeah, most people don't realize the beauty of New Jersey because they only see it along the New Jersey Turnpike, Elizabeth and Newark, and along the Turnpike. It's, you know, very industrial and it's dirty and stuff. Most of New Jersey is not like that. It really isn't.
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. I live in an area where you would not believe you were in New Jersey. You go into the back of Freehold, and there you go, your own horse country. And it's absolutely breathtaking. Rolling hills and big farms with horses and a lot of property and a lot of greenery. It's just breathtaking. It's so beautiful. I was drawn to this area. I was just drawn here.
Yeah, you live in horse country, which is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And people don't take New Jersey as horse country, but there's actually more professional racehorses in New Jersey than there is in Kentucky, believe it or not.
Yes, you're right. I live across the street from a breeding farm. They have about 2,000 acres, and all they do is breed mares for racing. And outside my house, the scenery will never change. Never. And in fact, after the owners pass away, they have sold that to farm preservation to the city and the state so that will never change. That vista will never change for me outside of my home. And that was one of the key features of me buying this disgusting broken down little shack.
Yeah, you don't have a broken little shack. You have a big, beautiful home. Who are you kidding? This week our topic is reincarnation and what is the purpose of reincarnation.
I'd love to know myself.
Well, we're not here just one time.
No.
And you know, we get to experience life many times over. And, you know, people a lot of times will ask me, you know, am I a young soul? Am I an old soul? And, you know, oh, solo mio.
Oh, solo mio. Well, I'll tell you, I have a theory on why we come back. And I don't know if this would resonate with any of the listeners, but I believe we come back to learn lessons. I believe this is like a college. This is Earth College. And we come here and we learn our lessons. We learn how to be better humans. We learn how to evolve spiritually. I'm not talking about math or science or anything like that. I think it's way beyond that. I think it's all about the spirituality. And when we can become people of spirit rather than people of fighting and famine and dismay, I think we probably don't have to reincarnate anymore.
Well, I believe I believe that we never stop growing. From what I understand, we never stop growing. We're always evolving. We're always learning. We learn from our mistakes. And we learn from our, you know, experiences in life. And you're not going to get it all in one lifetime. You know, anybody who thinks that, you know, once you die, that's it. Your body is not who you are. Your soul is who you are. And your soul, like I've said many times before, your soul expresses itself and utilizing your body. And once your body retires, then your soul just takes on a different energy form. And you're going to incorporate, and then you go to like a spiritual type of class, literally. And you're with your angels and you're with other spirits. And, you know, we're always learning and growing and experiencing. And that's what life is about. It's about experiencing. The soul already knows everything. It's just now time for us to experience everything of what we know. And that means the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, you know. And that's all about the beauty of life. And so when you, so, you know, God gave us, you know, gave everybody free will. And so the beauty, you know, so many people say to us, ask me, Artie, why does, if there really is a God, then why is there such evil? Why is there such hatred? Now, God has to allow this to happen because it's all a part of free will. The beauty is that when you choose to believe in God, when you choose in to believe in what's right or what's wrong, when you could choose to be more righteous in a healthy way, emotionally and spiritually, kudos to you because you did have a choice. And your choice was you could have also chose to go, you know, the wrong way. You know, you have two very strong, powerful spirits, well, many strong, powerful spirits, but you take people like Hitler and you have to take people like Jesus and Moses. And these people, these spirits on this world were just as strong as the other person. It's just which way do you choose to express yourself? So on a daily basis, you could express yourself to be more loving, more wholesome, or you could express bitter and anger and frustration. You could become, you know, try to make your, you could, which a lot of people do, unfortunately, make themselves a victim, or you could, you know, persevere and make yourself the victor and, you know, the person who overcomes all your challenges. And there's a lot of heavy-duty challenges, I got to tell you. And I think most of the people listening to this, you know, definitely agree to that. But that's all a part of life.
You're right. You're right. And it's funny, our topic this week is reincarnation. I was watching a movie. I think you suggested...
Hold on. Hey, Sky?
Yes,
I don't mean to interrupt. Hold that thought because we have to go to a commercial break now.
You got it.
All right, so stay tuned. All right, everybody. Artie and Sky are together. We are the Dynamic Duo. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I see trees of green, red roses.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Sky, I apologize. Yeah. I had to cut you off because we were going to a commercial break. But what was the story that you wanted to share with us?
Oh, yeah. This week, I saw Where Dreams May Come with Robin Williams. Wow.
That's intense.
Wow. What an intense movie that was. Just to give a little background to our audience, he's a doctor and he falls in love. I mean, truly soulmate. Falls in love with this beautiful woman. They have a beautiful family. The kids are about, you know, teenage and a little bit under. And one day they're going to school and they have a terrible car crash and they lose their two children. Then about 4 years later, she loses him in a car crash. And she loses her mind totally, totally. In and out of hospitals when the children passed and in and out of hospitals when he crossed. And they give you the perspective of Robin Williams, who has passed, in heaven. And they show you how heaven is and they show you the things you can do. It's endless. Whatever you want to do, you can do. His thing was art. He loved art. So he went into painting and he was in the middle of paintings and he could touch the paint and he could squash the flowers. And she actually was an artist. And every time she would draw something, he would see it. It would add to the landscape. So to make a long story short, at the end of all this, as he's going through his journey through heaven and he's watching over her, she decides to commit suicide. And they said, you can't go near people who have committed suicide in heaven, which I don't believe personally, because I believe we all go to the same place, whether we take our lives or not. However, I do not condone that at all. I mean, let's be brave and let's go through it. Let's make sure we stick to our contracts and let's go to the bitter end when God takes us. But she decided to do the wrong thing and the cowardice act, and she went ahead and committed suicide, and she was in a place mentally that was very bad. And he had to try and go through what they said was like a hell, but it was in her own mind, this hell. So he had to try to get to her, and he had to actually try and change her mind and her mindset so that she would be thinking positively and not negatively and bring herself back so that they could be a family again. And as soon as that did happen, they were in heaven. But the thing that was the best was at the very end, they decided to reincarnate together. And you see, the last scene of the movie was, you see a little boy and a little girl playing by the water, and she's laughing and he's looking at her and She turns around, she gives them a little half a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's like they knew they were soulmates, even though they were that little and they were reincarnated. And I wonder how many people out there have felt that way about their spouses, whether or not, you know, they were reincarnated before, or whether or not, you know, you love that person so much that you know that you must have had a past life, you know?
Well, I believe, from what I understand, is that, you know, everybody has their own karma. Everybody has their own dealings to deal with between them and God, and everybody has their own experience. Just because something happens with one person doesn't mean it's going to happen with the other. I don't think there's any such thing as a general rule of thumb. Well, no, there could be a general rule of thumb, but there is, you know, when it comes to specifics, everybody has their own personal experience as far as,
right,
you know, people who commit suicide, or people who die of natural causes, or people who get shot, or people who, you know, there is a specific reason for everything. The only thing that is against the book of life is people who do commit suicide. And, you know, because when you commit suicide, from my understanding, from all my readings and stuff, is that your soul will come right back into life again to be born into a family, to experience everything that they just experienced, what they try to run away from. They will be born into a family that will lead them to all the same experiences, or most of it, only it gets a little harder this time, because you have to take responsibility for your life. Now, in the case of Robin Williams, he had, you know, bipolar issues, and he had constant, you know, situations going on. He kept on saying the little voices in his head kept on challenging him and tormenting him and stuff. And it was a torment that, you know, he just found it very, very difficult to deal with. And, you know, people who are under extreme amount of emotional pain or extreme amount of physical pain, they just don't want to deal with that pain anymore. It's excruciating. You know, it's easy for us, you know, when we're not in that state of mind. You know, somebody once said to me a long time ago, rather than, you know, kill yourself, if you're going to, like, disconnect yourself from life and all your family and friends and kids and everybody, why don't you just move to a different country? Why don't you just, you want to start all over again, rather than killing yourself, just start in a new place and start from scratch and reinvent yourself rather than killing yourself. Because are going to have, you can never run away from your responsibilities of life, ever.
You know, I think it's a little more than that too, Artie. I think that when you're in the state of mind that you want to commit suicide, you're not in the state of mind where you say, well, instead of committing suicide, I'm going to run to another country. I don't think you're that logical. Nobody that wants to kill themselves, I think, is in a state of mind of logic. Because, first of all, I believe that if you're ready to kill yourself, you don't have much faith in God. And also, I believe that your spirituality is very low. There's always a way out of a problem. You know, there's always a way out. Like you said, you could move to another country and all that. But unfortunately, like Robin Williams, I don't think he was at that state of mind at that point. I don't think that he had everything to live for. He had money, he had fame, he had success, he had children. I mean, he really had to be really intensely hurt by his demons in his head. And I don't even think he was thinking straight enough to say, let me move out of the country. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when you're that, it is a sickness, with no question. It's a sickness.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, there's a different, and then also the people who say, you know, they find out that their spouse is cheating on them, they blow their heads off, they find out that they just lost their job. Unfortunately, they made their job who they are and not what they do. They blew their heads off, not realizing that really the only thing about life, and it's true, is it's all about love.
Yep.
That's all of life, what life is. It is. It's about love. And if things are not working for you, you know, a lot of people are just so incredibly caught up in wanting to keep things the same, that, you know, when things change, all of a sudden they can't handle it. you know? And it could, and right. obviously, for obvious reasons, it's for really bad reasons why people blow their heads up or whatnot. Like I said, it could be, you know, it's low self-esteem. It's their spouse is cheating on them. It's they just found out. They just got caught. The law is after them. They don't want to go to jail, so they blow their heads up. You don't escape any of these painful experiences. You will experience it again. Unfortunately, you don't get a chance to experience it with the same people that you've always been connected to when you do commit suicide. And God is unconditional in his loving, and he really is. But now you've changed the whole root of where you belong. But they are still able to connect to their loved ones that are here.
Right.
You know, as far as exactly how that mechanic works, I won't know until I cross over, and then I'll reach out to all of you, and I'll tell you the details. But right now, from my understanding, it's just that, you know, when you do commit suicide, you know, like I said, you now have a bunch of different experiences or spirits that will lead you to the same place where you were at before. And you're going to have to, deal with your responsibilities and what you've accepted in this life.
Yeah.
You know, there's no such thing as running away from your responsibilities and running away from God. And, you know, and it's a shame. And there are people, you know, we have connected with people who have committed suicide.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you about that.
And we were able to, how they're able to still communicate, you know, to send the messages, that's a gift from God. I mean, all of it is a gift from God.
Yes.
But that truly is a blessing and a gift from God. And maybe just to let them know that, you know, they're okay, and now it's time for me to start my new journey.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've read for loved ones of people who have committed suicide. And I truly believe the worst thing is their life review. Because they have to feel all the pain that they've given everyone else.
Yes.
And that is a terrible, terrible, terrible emotion. They have to go through each and every family member, and they have to feel the pain of what they have caused because of their suicide on those family members, and how a lot of people don't realize how much they're loved. It's unfortunate. Until that judgment day, when you do go through your life judgment, your life process, and you're ready to enter heaven, and you see your life before you, and you really do, and they see all what they have caused others in pain, and they see that they were loved so much that there was really no necessity for them to actually commit suicide. It's so sad.
A lot of people don't realize the chain reaction they cause when they do something horrific like that. Because it does affect the kids, it does affect your spouses, it does affect your family, it does affect your friends.
Oh.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people internalize it, and they play a lot of guilt. I wish I was there. I wish I knew. You know, and a lot of times these people don't tell you that they're about to do this because they don't want to be blocked from doing the unthinkable. And so, therefore, a lot of people carry around a lot of unnecessary guilt. And what I say to them is, if you knew before this was to happen and you personally chose not to do anything, knowing that they were going to do that, maybe I would say, okay, I could see you feeling a little guilty about that. The bottom line is, you can't save somebody from themselves if they don't want to be saved. You know, and a lot of times parents try to help their kids out so much. And again, there's only so much that you can do, and they take on a lot of grief because of their own child's, decision, or their spouse's decisions, or their siblings' decisions. You know, you can't protect everybody from everything. It's unrealistic. And this is where people have to take responsibility for their own life. And there's nothing else that you can do about that.
This is true. This is very true. It's unfortunate the repercussions that suicide has on your soul. I mean,
hey,
God.
Sky?
Yes,
Sky,
love.
Sky, sorry for interrupting. We have to go for a commercial break. We're about a minute or two late. So let's go for a commercial break, and we're going to continue this discussion right after this.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and I would like to give you our telephone number so that you can call us up and give us your views or call up for a reading. The number is 800-930-2819, and Artie's number is 877-ANGELS. Angel 02. That's 877 Angel 02. And my number is 908-500-1474. I'd just like to reiterate one more time the studio number, because we'd like to have some wonderful callers this afternoon. It's 800-930-2819. And we do have a wonderful caller all the way from Philly. Her name is Anna. Anna, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today? What can we do for you?
I'm good. Hi, I just wanted a reading from Artie.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? The first thing I'm getting before
I'm
you
good,
say anything is that you keep on doing the same thing over and over, waiting for different results, and you keep on doing the same thing over and over again. That's the first thing that I'm getting. It's like if you want what you want to happen, you have to kind of break out of your comfort zone. You have to change things up a little bit. You can't keep on doing the same thing expecting to get what you want to get.
Is that towards any particular area of my life or just everything?
Hold on a second. Let me just feel that. That was my first gut instinct. You'll know more than myself. What is it that you're trying to accomplish right now that you want really bad? It's like you're looking for a major change, but yet at the same token, you're really not doing enough to get to where you say you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That has to do, I think that has to do with socially.
Hmm.
Are you looking for a job, Anna?
I mean, I would like to change my career, yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling as though you need to go to school. There's something that you're looking to do to change your career, but I think you're going to have to start at the very lowest level, and you're not really certain at your juncture in life that you really want to go ahead with that. So you're kind of torn between both choices. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think what you should do is don't leave your job. If you could possibly not leave your job at this point, don't.
Okay.
But I do think you should look into something to change your career that you don't have to go to school for. Is it something that you want to do as an entrepreneur or something that you'd have to do to go to school with?
It was something kind of like entrepreneur.
Well, that's good. But in any event, do not leave your day job because in this time and in this day and age, I'm feeling for you that it's not going to fly right off the bat. You're going to have to put a lot of effort into it, and you're going to have to put a lot of money into it, and I'm not sure you're ready to do that. I'm not sure you're ready to take that step. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
I believe that's what I was probably my original thought where I was wrong. I thought I was talking about your social life, but it all had to do with your career. You can't keep on doing the same thing over again. You don't get, like Sky said, you don't get rid of the dirty water until you find new. And so, and it really stinks because at this point in your life, you know, it's very hard to start at the very beginning, but this is where you're going to need to stretch yourself because a lot of people are so conditioned to, you know, like once they're finished with their job, they just want to relax. But with you, you're going to have to push yourself more if you want to go into, you know, be more successful or have more money coming to you. You're going to have to sacrifice more of your social time as far as, you know, going after another aspect of your career. But not like Sky said, not giving up what you got going on right now because that would be killing yourself financially.
And I tell you what, I feel as though she doesn't have enough money right now to start what she wants to do. I think it's going to be another year or so before you can at least have enough money to give it a real good, successful try.
Mm-hmm.
See, but for her to do what she wants to do, she's going to have to get another job, and it doesn't have to be a career job, just another job to save up that money to be able to do what she needs to do. And that's why I said, you know, after working a full-time job, you know, everybody, you know, wants to work more. But in this case, for you to accomplish your goals, you're going to have to take on that other job just for extra money, and you got to sock the whole thing away so that you can go after your dream.
It's all about how much you really want what you want to go after and be your own entrepreneur. You know what I mean, Anna?
Okay. Yes.
If you want it bad enough, trust me, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
See, but this is where free will comes in. You know, Sky and I can't say, oh, yeah, this is going to happen, because this won't happen unless if you put all your efforts into it first. It's going to take all of you and your determination and your passion to make this happen. And that's also for the, you know, for all of us, for the whole public. If you want something bad enough, you're going to have to really put your nose to the grindstone and not be afraid to work long hours, and you're going to have to, like, really discipline yourself. If not, you're going to be stuck in your same, yeah. same old.
Right. Anna, are you looking? Are you in the medical field?
No.
You have something to do with medical?
No.
I feel like there's a lot of medical around you. I don't know why. Is there anybody that's ill right now in your family?
Yes, there is.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. I'm picking that up. Is this a terminal illness or is it just an ongoing illness?
It's terminal.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's terminal.
Okay, that's just why I'm picking it up. Okay. You know, that person needs you to be strong, and that person needs you to make sure that your spirituality is up, because the best thing you could ever do to someone who has a terminal illness is to keep reminding them that this is only the beginning for them. You understand?
Okay.
And I feel as though that person needs to be reassured that this is the beginning. So try and do your best to, even if they don't understand you or if they're in
a comfort
spot. Yeah, I think that's the most comfort that you're going to give that person is to reassure them that this is their beginning. You know?
Okay.
Put it this way, before we go to break, because we're going to be going to break soon, but just to let you know, this next year, year and a half, and you're going to have to make it a lot about yourself. And really, if I were you, you know, if you really want to go after your dream and you want your dreams to come true, you're going to have to put your nose to the grindstone and start looking for another job. And I see you working at a chained store. There's a chained store. It could be like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something where you're making extra money and you need to sock all that away. And I'm telling you, by you putting all your efforts into yourself and saving that money, your dreams are going to come true. But right now, Sky and I got to go to a commercial break. So,
okay, thank you so much.
Here I am saying welcome. Everybody, Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Oh, darling, please believe me.
Welcome back, everyone. And you're here with Artie and Sky on our wonderful Angels and Answers. And just before we take our next caller, I would love to give you the studio number. It is 800-930-2819, and we would love to hear from you. And now that I'm giving out some numbers, I'd like to give out Artie's number. It's 877-ANGEL-02. And my number is 908-500-1474. And please, don't be shy, guys. Call us up. We want to speak to you. We have a... wonderful person from New Jersey, our hometown. Her name is Jerry. Jerry, are you there?
Jerry.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm here. Sherry.
What is it?
It's Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Jerry?
Sherry with an S.
Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, what can we do for you today, sweetheart?
I was just calling for a free reading with either one of you.
Pardon me?
Okay, go ahead.
I was calling for a free reading with either one of you. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay,
sure,
what is it that you would like to know?
Anything you can tell me. Anything that comes to mind for you.
Okay, so what do I feel about men? Something is going on in your life with a man? Are you with a man right now? Are you having trouble with a man right now?
No.
Okay. Is there a man in your life?
Yeah. Yes.
Is everything going as smoothly as possible, or are there a little shakiness working there?
No.
Hold on.
Everything's fine.
I'm going to tell you what I'm getting. What I'm getting is that you feel like you're running out of time on something. He's not, things aren't happening as quickly as you would like. Things aren't, you're not getting from him what you would like. And I feel like,
so am I.
I don't know. Huh?
So am I. I'm getting like there's a little like dissension in heaven or something like that. I don't know. Something like there's nothing, like something is not on the up and up, like not 100% connecting.
It's almost like you're waiting for something to happen. Things aren't happening fast enough for you, and like you feel like you're missing out on something.
Right.
What is this? Why are we getting this feeling?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you married?
I'm
married. Yeah.
You're very anxious, or somebody very, very close to you. Now, a lot of times when we think we're reading the person, a lot of times it happens to be with the person who's closest to you. But there's somebody very close to you who is wanting a child, and they feel like that they're getting too old or that time is closing up, and they want this child. I keep on seeing that scene from my cousin Vinny, where Torme...
Yeah, she stamps her foot. Right.
Clock is ticking, one of the famous themes. And I keep seeing that. And that's why I was saying, feeling anxious, my time's running out. It needs to happen soon enough, or it's not happening soon enough. So it's either right. somebody very close to you is saying, when am I going to finally get married, engaged and married, or when am I going to have kids? And I'm getting this anxious feeling about time is passing me by.
Yeah.
I can understand that a little bit. Yeah.
I don't feel that the relationship is a really tight one. I'm getting like a relationship, but it's not really like close, like soulmate kind
right.
of deal. Just like for convenience. Yeah. Does that make any kind of sense
that would
to
be,
you?
Yeah, with my children. Yeah, not me personally,
okay.
but my children.
Well, we're getting your kids then. I think they're the ones that need it a little bit more.
You're going to be going to either a concert or a Broadway show very soon. It's going to be a spontaneous decision for you to go to like a really cool show.
Okay, good.
All right.
That's positive.
Also Florida. You're going to be taking a trip out to Florida soon, probably within the next year.
I hope so. Yeah.
No, you're
a good trip
because this is what I'm seeing in my mind.
But and for good reason.
Actually, it's going to be the time of your life, and you're going to be under a lot of stress at the time when you're going away. You're going to feel like this could not have been a better time.
Who has the truck? Who has a truck?
My son.
Okay, this message is for the one with the truck. Tell him to be careful. Tell him to get his truck fixed or looked at. I don't care if it's new. I don't care if you don't need it. Just came out of the shop. Tell him to go get his front end looked at. I feel like there's something really bad going on with that truck.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Also,
Jerry, is there anything specific that you want to know about? The more specific you are with a question, the more specific we are going to be with an answer.
How soon will my son get a career going, get his life on track?
Oh, boy. You know what? I felt that with your son, and it's going to be a while. He's too playful. He's with the wrong crowd, and he doesn't take anything seriously. He's living off the fat of the land. And unfortunately, there's got to be some tough loving on your part in order to get this boy to reality. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He's going to have to start with you and your husband, because I believe that this kid is getting too much. And I think that he's not taking his life seriously. He's not taking you seriously. Because you don't stand behind your convictions. You say, but you don't really act.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I was getting what I was getting. I said, you feel like something isn't happening fast enough. It's not moving fast enough. You want it to happen. And it has to do with your son. It has to do with him getting his act together. Is he in his like late teens, early 20s?
He's 21.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. So I was right about that. And put it this way, you have to do some kind of a system where it's like, all right, if you want this, then you got to do that, you know, but you got to give him some kind of motivational plan for him to get his act together. Because if you keep on enabling him, he's going to be there for a very long time. He's going to be
he's
there for a very
like,
long time.
He's kind of like in party mode right now. He doesn't want to hear nothing you have to say. He's like turning off like a radio.
He
doesn't take you seriously. What?
Yeah, he is trying, but things just keep happening, and jobs keep falling through, not even through his fault. It's weird.
I don't think he's trying hard enough, honey. I really don't. I think that he's giving you a lot of lip service, but I think he's not trying as hard as he's saying.
Okay.
I think he's a good boy. I think he's a really good boy. He's a really good son.
Oh, yeah.
But I just feel that, what?
I think he's lazy.
Yep. I'm glad you said it, not me.
Well, that's what we were basically saying. But if you keep on enabling him, you have to see, if you keep on accommodating, and not just for you, but for the whole listening audience, if you keep on accommodating the people in your life, all right, there's no reason for them to change at all. Until you take away their blood supply of what it is that makes, or their air supply of what it is that makes them happy or keeps their life sustained, once you cut that off, then you have leverage. But so long as you keep on supplying them with all the resources that they want and need, then, you know, they're gonna keep on taking advantage, and there's no reason for them to change. So, like
right.
I said,
yeah.
you have to make life a little tougher for them so that they can start taking their life more seriously. If not, hell, they're gonna sit in that beautiful cushion couch of yours and hang out there for a long time. They're in no hurry.
Right.
And,
no,
and
I know.
He 100% believes that, you know, you're not going to kick him out. And well,
yeah,
you know,
and I don't want to. I just
form.
Yeah.
But
I just want him
token,
to.
You have to make it difficult. So I'm just saying, if you give him some money, cut back on the money. If you're giving him, you know, a certain amount of money for car insurance or paying for the whole thing, you got to make them accountable. You got to make them responsible. It's
mm-hmm.
the only way you're going to get leverage. Without that, he's going to stay stuck for a very long time. Guarantee it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But you're
a
great
mom. You have a daughter?
Yes, I do.
You have a daughter?
Yes.
Is she in a relationship right now, married?
Just a relationship kind of starting.
Okay.
Hey, Sky?
Yes.
Jerry, hang on. Sky will finish off. Listen, everybody, I'm in California. I'm on the Pacific Coast, and I got a split right now, and Sky's going to continue for the rest of the show. But we are Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo, and Sky will be right back right after this commercial break.
You're in the area to enjoy the beautiful Rhode Island beaches. But oh no, you forgot a few things for your barbecue. Have no fear. Charlestown Mini Super is always here to serve you. Charlestown Mini Super is the perfect place to find those last-minute items that you may have overlooked while going on vacation. Charlestown Mini Super on Old Post Road in Charlestown has the freshest high-quality deli items, meats, seafood, and an array of fresh produce. They even have an in-store bakery along with a wide array of groceries for your convenience. Just minutes away from the Charlestown Breachway and local campsites, Charlestown Mini Super, 4071 Old Post Road in Charlestown, Rhode Island, is open 7 days a week. Why not call ahead? 401-364-6600. That's the Charlestown Mini Super, 401-364-6600.
JC's of Watch Hill is having a special on swimsuits right now with 30 to 50% off all swimsuits. JC's has 25 designer brands including Tommy Bahama, Ralph Lauren, and Sea Waves. JC's of Watch Hill has all sizes, extra small through 3X. JC's of Watch Hill is also your home for dresses and women's wear. Locally owned by Jean Murano and Cherry Federico. JC's 62 Bay Street, Watch Hill, and the Annex 137 Atlantic Avenue, Musquamaket. You can soak up the sun with JC's of Watch Hill.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Like JC's on Facebook.